Let's take a look at the different causes of climate change. So here are some natural factors. Volcanic activity. So major volcanic eruptions change the atmosphere. Lots of particles are thrown out, some of which reflect the sun's rays, meaning that the surface of the Earth cools down. Carbon dioxide is also released, but not enough to cause global warming. But it's thought that volcanoes are only capable of causing short-term climate changes. There's also solar output variation. Solar output changes in short cycles, and maybe longer cycles as well. It's possible that when output is low, the Earth's climate could cool. Scientists are not convinced that solar output variation is enough to significantly affect the climate. Finally, there are orbital changes. The Earth's orbit around the Sun changes from circular to elliptical and back to circular every 96,000 years. The closer the Earth is to the Sun, the more solar radiation it is exposed to and the warmer it gets. So just quickly recap that. So what are the potential natural causes of climate change? We've got solar output variation, orbital changes, and volcanic activity. The closer the Earth is to the Sun, the more solar watt it is exposed to and the warmer it gets. With the more solar radiation it is exposed to, the warmer it gets. Now let's have a look at the recent rapid temperature rise. So recently, the global temperature has been soaring at a rapid rate. Scientists think that human activities are responsible because they're strengthening the greenhouse effect. The greenhouse effect happens when greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and methane absorb heat that has been reflected off the Earth and re-radiate this heat back towards Earth. The greenhouse effect keeps the planet warm enough for life, but if it's too strong, global warming happens. Let's just quickly recap that. The scientific consensus is that human activities are responsible because they're strengthening the greenhouse effect. What is thought to be causing global warming? It's the greenhouse effect. Now let's quickly name some factors that are potential causes of climate change. We've got solar output variation, volcanic activity, and orbital changes. Now let's have a look at the human factors causing climate change. So if the following human factors are increasing the atmospheric concentration of greenhouse gases: cement production, deforestation, farming, and burning fossil fuels. Let's have a look at cement production. So limestone, which is a carbon-based compound, is the starting material for making cement. This carbon is released as carbon dioxide when cement is made. Deforestation. Now, during photosynthesis, plants take in carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and use it to make food. Deforestation means there are fewer trees removing carbon dioxide. And additionally, carbon dioxide is released when trees are burned. Farming. The digestive systems of cows produces lots of methane, and rice paddies also emit lots of methane. Finally, burning fossil fuels. Fossil fuels include coal, petrol, natural gas, and oil. When fossil fuels are burned, carbon dioxide is released. So which of the following is not a fossil fuel? The options we have are natural gas, petrol, coal, and biofuel. So biofuel is made from plants and other organic matter, which means that the option is biofuel because it's not a fossil fuel. During which process plants take in carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and convert it into food? That process is photosynthesis. Which of the following are greenhouse gases? Argon or methane, and carbon dioxide or nitrogen. Which human activities are increasing the concentration of greenhouse gases? Got burning fossil fuels, deforestation, cement production, and agriculture. What is cement made from? Made from limestone.
If you found this episode useful and want to learn 2 times faster for free, head over to senecalearning.com or click the link in the bio to revise all your exam subjects for free.